You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to continue our Set Apart to Serve conversations today. I'm excited we get to talk with a high school English teacher. This should be fun, so looking forward to that conversation. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining us today, Elizabeth Henschen. She serves as an English teacher at Lutheran High in Sheboygan. Elizabeth, welcome. I should say Mrs. Henschen. Sorry, we're in school now. Mrs. Henschen. Elizabeth, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks.
I am looking forward to our chat today and learning more about why you became a Lutheran teacher. So let's talk about where you grew up and a little bit about your family. Then we'll talk about where you studied to become a teacher as well.
Yeah. So I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I went to Sioux Falls Lutheran, which is the Lutheran school there, and went there all the way through my education. My dad is a pastor in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I have three younger siblings who all went to the Lutheran school as well. And then after that, I went to Concordia, Nebraska and studied secondary education with an emphasis in English. And now I'm here teaching.
That sounds really fun. And I know I believe we're talking with at least two of your siblings
in
an upcoming episode. So that'll also be a fun conversation with them, too. So obviously, you're teaching English now. Tell us about the origin story of wanting to become a Lutheran school teacher. When did that start to become an idea for you?
I remember that my parents went to a parent-teacher conference when I was a fifth grader. And one of my teachers at Sioux Falls Lutheran had told my parents, you know, I could really just see Elizabeth as a teacher. I think she has a lot of those qualities that would be really helpful. And so that kind of planted the idea in my mind. And so I think that first nudge, even though it wasn't directly to me, kind of put that idea in my head that, you know, maybe this is something that I have the gifts to serve in that way. And so I would say from there, it kind of just was like always an option in the back of my mind. And I thought about other careers and things like that. But when it came time to like really make a decision, I was like, it just kind of felt like it made sense. And I really loved all of my teachers at Sioux Falls Lutheran. And so I was really excited by the idea that I could work with kids and help them grow in their faith and their knowledge and just kind of be an influential person like they were to me.
Does your fifth grade teacher know that you're a teacher now?
Yes. Yes, he does.
So what helped you decide to go to Concordia University, Nebraska and zero in on secondary education?
Yeah. I mean, Concordia, Nebraska is a great teaching school, has a long legacy of educators and things like that. And a lot of my teachers from Sioux Falls Lutheran had gone to Concordia, Nebraska. And so they encouraged me in that direction specifically. But I've always loved reading and things like that. So I knew I wanted to work with older kids and really just like how the older kids are kind of starting to become their own person and making their own decisions. And I combined with my love of reading and things like that, it felt like a good choice for me.
It does sound like it all kind of made sense.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like when you're making those life choices, a lot of times the thing that makes sense is the thing you end up doing. It seems like you really love what you do, which is fantastic. Tell us about your formation in secondary education at Concordia, Nebraska. I know some of our listeners are also teachers, also have been through secondary education training. I have not, so I'm really curious what kinds of things you got to do to be trained to be a teacher.
One of my favorite things about Concordia, Nebraska, and I'm sure a lot of other schools do this too, but my very first year that I was there, I got to be in the classroom. So my first semester, it was just a couple of visits. And then my second semester, I got like a full placement in a classroom. And at that point, I wasn't doing a whole lot, but just observing from the perspective of somebody who is looking forward to teaching and things like that. You see things in a different way, even though you were in high school a year ago. So it was really interesting to just go back and kind of look through the lens of a teacher and just evaluate teaching more that way. but we have several other classroom placements and things like that as we go through the program. So last year, I did a practicum in the fall that was about 40 or 50 hours. And so that was a pretty significant amount of time, but I think that was the first place where I really felt confident, like teaching in front of kids instead of like my college classmates.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, an intensive practicum, 40 to 50 hours, what were some of the challenges that you faced in your teacher education and teacher formation, Lutheran teacher formation at Concordia? What was difficult? What was hard?
I mean, I think it's hard knowing you're going into a demanding career, and some people will really, really appreciate that, and other people might not. And so just kind of balancing that, you know, you're walking into something that's going to challenge you, but also something that's going to be super rewarding. Some days you definitely feel the challenge more than others.
Okay, on the flip side of that, practicum or field observation hours, what is the actual term for that in secondary education?
We called it field experience.
Field experience, okay.
I'm sure every school calls it something different.
That sounds like it was something that was really fun for you, but what were some of the other things that really sparked that excitement for you about your future vocation as a teacher?
I was a part of Concordia's ambassador program for the education program. And so it was really fun for me to plan events and get to know other students who want to do the same thing and who are passionate about education, Lutheran education, things like that. Because I think when you have that community of people who want to do the same thing and see the value in what you do, that kind of just like reaffirms what you're already feeling called to do.
Yeah.
Who were the professors that really shaped who you are today as a teacher? Who were the professors at Concordia University, Nebraska? And it's okay if you forget a name or two.
Well, there's just so many of them.
Right.
Specifically in the education program, I would say, oh, this is so hard because there's so many of them, you know. Dr. Keith Kirshen, he's at Concordia, Nebraska. He taught my intro to ed class. He's a secondary education type of guy. And so I think just some of his humor about the profession, but also he takes like a very clear approach to his teaching. And he did a lot of very practical things that I feel like kind of set me up for success. And then I also think of Dr. David Rent. He's a little bit newer to Concordia, Nebraska, but he's in charge of secondary ed, and he teaches that last class kind of right before student teaching. And I also thought he did a really good job keeping things very practical. Because sometimes with education, you know, it can be very theoretical. And so I appreciated that last class kind of focused on, here's how you set up the school year, and here's how you do seating arrangements to minimize the chaos, and kind of all of those like very practical things that you need to know when you're setting up your first classroom.
Minimizing chaos. I like that.
That's what it is with freshmen, sophomores.
We could use some of that.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Every teacher has stories about attempting to minimize chaos in classrooms. Speaking of that, you mentioned student teaching. Tell us about student teaching for you.
Yeah, so Concordia, Nebraska does two different placements, which I really liked to be able to see two different schools. My first placement, I was at Southeast High School in Lincoln, Nebraska. So very large public school. It was kind of cool to just experience a school that size because my high school was not huge by any means. So to be at a large public school was just a good opportunity to kind of see what that's like. And then after that, I was sent to Faith Lutheran in Las Vegas, and I student taught in their middle school. So middle school was also a great learning experience and not necessarily one that I was planning on having, but I'm so glad that I did have experience in middle school because I worked with seventh and eighth graders, and working with eighth graders in the fourth quarter is not too different than working with freshmen in the first quarter. And so that was actually a great experience for me.
Also not a small school.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Wow. So you got to teach middle school for some of your student teaching as well. And now you're teaching in a high school. We're going to talk more about that as well. What it's like teaching at a high school in your first semester. This is your first semester, right?
Yes.
All right. So, man, we pulled you out of the classroom during your first semester of teaching so we could talk about it on the Coffee Hour. I'm excited. We'll chat more about it in just a moment. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared to serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's Friday. That means it is our Set Apart to Serve conversation. Today, we're talking with new teacher, Elizabeth Henschen. She teaches English at Lutheran High in Sheboygan, and we are learning all about that process, that formation of becoming a Lutheran teacher, and specifically what it's like in secondary ed or teaching in a high school as well. So let's talk about moving from Concordia University, Nebraska to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. What was that move like? I'm sure there are all kinds of fun things, variables thrown into that in that process.
Yeah. So I didn't officially have to be here until August, but my husband just started physical therapy school at Concordia, Wisconsin. And so we were kind of hoping to move out here a little bit earlier. So we moved at the end of July, but we didn't really have a place to live until kind of the end of June. And so for a while, we didn't know exactly when we were going to move and things like that. But thankfully, God really came through on the housing situation here. And we now have a very good place to live. And we're very appreciative for that. But it was definitely a little crazy this summer between getting married and doing lots of traveling and then also figuring out when we were going to move.
Oh, yeah, that summer, the post-graduation getting married summer and finding jobs and finding how, that is quite an adventure. I'm sure you have some stories. Tell us about setting up a classroom and going into a new school, first semester teaching. You mentioned learning how to set up a classroom and learning all of those really logistical things that a lot of us who aren't teachers may not think about. Tell us that what that was like for you, thinking through those all of those arrangements and things as you're entering your first semester.
Yeah. So, I walked into pretty much a blank classroom, which was fun to just have the space to kind of do whatever you want with it. So I'm the only teacher that teaches in this room. So it's kind of fun to be able to decorate it however I want, things like that. But yeah, it's a little overwhelming in terms of not knowing exactly where to start. Thankfully, you do not need quite as many supplies to teach high schoolers. So I was very appreciative that I kind of had most of what I needed here right away. But I got some fun decorations and things like that that the school helped me purchase and all of that kinds of things. But now that we're later in the school year, there's a couple things just logistically that I've changed or added just because it helps the class flow that much better.
Okay, earlier you mentioned one of the things you learned about in one of your classes at Concordia University, Nebraska was seating charts to minimize chaos. Have you implemented seating charts?
Yes, we had seating charts the first day of school, and some of those seating charts have already been changed. So I have tables, and they're set up in pods. So there's about four kids at a table, and they're all looking at each other. So you can imagine that there's a couple of combinations that always need to be changed.
I will neither confirm or deny if I was ever one of those combinations that ever had to be changed, but yes, as a friend.
This is why Sarah and I do not work across from each other in the office.
It's true.
Because we get in trouble for talking.
Sitting by your friends can be distracting. It's true.
It's very true, yeah, especially as a freshman and sophomore in high school. Yeah, yeah. But this is, so we're into September in the school year. What kinds of things did you get to dive into right away? I remember my own English, a freshman English class, and it was so fun. I loved it so much. So what kinds of things have you already been able to dive into with the kids?
We are working on a short story unit right now in both classes. There are different sets of short stories for each class, but that's kind of what they're both focused on right now. Just getting started with some essential skills, looking at theme, how the setting influences theme, and how characters influence theme, and all those different things. So the freshmen are kind of focused on the idea of following the crowd, and what does it look like when we follow the crowd? When is that a good thing to do? When are there times that there are some pretty bad consequences to that? Just kind of exploring all of those things. And then the sophomores are kind of looking at like coming of age stories, which seems pretty appropriate for 14 and 15 year olds. Yeah. And just kind of what does it mean to grow up, and what does it mean to be an adult, and to have that responsibility in those callings.
When do you get to collaborate with your colleagues, with your fellow teachers? Do you get to interact much with your fellow teachers and collaborate on anything?
It kind of depends day to day. The teaching schedule is just very busy, so I don't always get to see them. But I do have a mentor teacher who is the other English teacher here in the department. And he's been pretty good about talking to me about various things, things I should consider as I do more planning, choices that we make that are different from each other, but both still work for the classrooms that we've created, and things like that.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you've learned? I know coming off of learning, being formed in university and then going through student teaching and now actually doing the thing that you've been formed to do, that you've been trained to do. What are some of the things that you've been learning about being a teacher, about being in a high school and teaching kids? What are some of those things?
I mean, I think the biggest thing I've learned is just that I can plan for whatever I want the day to look like, but sometimes those things are going to shift and they're going to change, and you have to change some things on the fly sometimes. What works for the first class of kids is maybe not what's best for the last class of kids, and they're just all so unique and different that my plans are great, but they don't always work out the way I think they're going to. And that's okay. And that doesn't mean that the kids aren't learning. It's just some things take more time and some things need to be shaped a little bit differently.
In addition to teaching English, are there other responsibilities or other things you get to do? Any extracurricular activities or any other responsibilities?
I am also the yearbook advisor, so that is my extracurricular.
And walking into a new school, I mean, a yearbook, that probably has lots of traditions in it. How are you learning about yearbook and all the things that go in it at this particular high school?
Thankfully, I have quite a few old yearbooks to look at and kind of see which things have been traditions, things they do every year. We have another teacher here who teaches art, but he did yearbook at one of his previous schools. And so he's been super helpful on the photography side of things. Because I did a little bit of yearbook in high school, but mostly like the designing and things like that. And so he has been so helpful because I know nothing about cameras. So I really appreciate him.
Okay, I'm a graphic designer here, so I'm very curious now about the process. What does that look like to actually put that yearbook together at Sheboygan, in Sheboygan at Lutheran High?
I'll tell you when I know more.
She just started.
Yeah, it's only September.
It's really, what another process?
Yes. I mean, we use Jostens, so their software and everything like that is kind of what we use. And then basically, I just assign which kids are going to work on which pages and who's going to take pictures at events. So I really try to let it be student-driven and all of that. But for the most part, they've been taking pictures and we're working on selecting a cover for this year.
Very important. That sounds really fun, though. What are you looking forward to teaching in the rest of the year? Since we're pretty early in the school year, what kinds of fun things, without like too many spoilers for the kids, are you excited about really getting to teach them in the rest of the school year?
Yeah. I mean, I think Shakespeare is really fun. I know high schoolers don't always love that, but I feel like it will be fun to like make it interactive and have them read some lines and things like that, just because some of that language is so dense. If you don't read it out loud, it's really hard to understand. So I think that will be fun. I don't know if the kids think it will be fun, but I think I will have fun.
And if you have fun, that certainly translates to everyone else.
Yes, hopefully.
Now, you mentioned earlier that your fifth grade teacher certainly had an impact on you by telling your parents that they could see you as a teacher someday. And certainly there were other professors along the way and teachers along the way who encouraged you. What's your encouragement to that student, whether in grade school or high school right now, maybe thinking, or maybe someone said to them, you might be a good teacher someday. What's your encouragement to them?
I think my encouragement is just like, trust that God has created you to fulfill that calling, and it's going to be hard, and you're going to feel like, you know, maybe you're not doing a good job, or maybe you're not teaching them anything. But at the end of the day, he's created you for a purpose and a place, and he puts you there to have an impact that you may not ever see, but that doesn't mean you're not having an impact.
Our guest today, Elizabeth Henschen. She is a teacher, English teacher at Lutheran High in Sheboygan, and a graduate of Concordia University, Nebraska. Elizabeth, thank you so much for spending this time with us on the Coffee Hour for our Set Apart to Serve conversation.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.